And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight, the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program. I'm News Director Terry Frank. Today, we conclude our look at the candidates running for local countywide political office this fall. I am joined in studio today by Democratic challenger in the race for Chautauqua County Clerk David Sally of Fredonia. Mr. Sally is running against incumbent Republican Larry Barmore, who was a guest on last week's program. Mr. Sally, first off, welcome to our program. We appreciate you coming down from Fredonia today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
Again, we are giving the candidates a chance to give an opening statement of about 2 to 3 minutes to introduce or reintroduce themselves and explain why it is they're running for election or re-election. So, Mr. Sally, the floor is yours.
Thank you. My wife and I have been married 30 years. Next month is going to be our anniversary. We moved to Chautauqua in January of 2000. We're currently renovating a 150-year-old farmhouse.
Oh, wow.
I am running for county clerk because the position, when you strip away the political titles, is essentially county database manager. The office is a database management position. You've got information from the Department of Motor Vehicles, the driver's license, the registrations, the court records. If you go in to get your gas tank filled, the gas pump stickers are through the Bureau of Weights and Measures, which goes through the county clerk. If you're going to buy or sell a house, you've got the search and surveys through the county clerk. If you're doing genealogy and you want to know where great-grandpa got married, those historical documents are through the county clerk. So you've got all this data and information, and you've got the parallel structures of accessibility, the people that need to have the data, need to get to it, and security, the people that you don't want near the data, don't get to it. It's a database management position. I am a database manager by profession and by education. I was employed by the Seneca Nation of Indians Medical Center. I did all their report writing software for them. I have a master's degree in information from information technology from the University of Buffalo. I even have a couple of small technical papers in the field.
All right. What is it that led you to decide, hey, I'm going to run for county clerk? I'm retired, but, you know, sometimes people in retirement decide, hey, I want to do this.
I have always been politically active, even as a young man. And when we moved to Chautauqua County, I immediately got involved with the political movement. I'm a member of the Chautauqua Cattaraugus Women's Action Group. I actually helped them set up their web page. I'm a member of the Fredonia Pomfret Democrats. I have assisted in various campaigns, knocking on doors, making phone calls, writing letters. And I just decided to take one more step and actually run for an office that I felt I was well qualified to run for.
We've been struggling through this COVID-19 pandemic for the last 18 months, as you well know, and government at all levels has had to adjust. Have the five departments under the clerk's office handled this the way they should, in your opinion?
Frankly, no. You have various accessibility models, and something like, I'll concentrate on the Department of Motor Vehicles, since that's the one most people are familiar with. The accessibility model for a DMV is typically what we nickname fast food restaurant. You come in the door, you wait in line, first in, first out. You get to the front of the line, you put in your order, you pay, make whatever payments, you get your product, you go. This is fine, dream, normal, standard periods. Now, back when Cuomo was governor, he shut down the departments briefly and said, well, your driver's licenses and your license plates are all extended, but that's creating a backlog that has to be worked out once the offices reopen. So you've got this larger than normal customer base, and you're going to have a reduced staff because Some people are sick from the COVID and can't come in. Some people are afraid of the COVID and won't come into work. So what you should have done at that point is switch to an accessibility model called doctor's office. I would like to do this thing. Okay, that will take 20 minutes. You're going to need document A, B, C. You'll need to write out a check for so much money. Can you come in at 11:20? You'll be out at 11:40. It's not a case of you have to come in at 8 a.m. and wait and wait and wait. They literally had lines going out the door and down the block, and that's just not acceptable.
Mr. Barmore countered that by saying that we were only allowed to have so many people inside the building, and that's why you had socially distanced lines at the DMV.
With an appointment, you wouldn't have had the lines. People wouldn't have gotten there until 10 minutes prior to their appointment.
You mentioned that Mr. Barmore said the DMV, the three of them in Chautauqua County, were among the first, if not the first, to open in Western New York. You claim that's not accurate. He says they opened when they were allowed to. What do you say?
I did some research on the internet before coming here. Erie County opened June 16th, Niagara County June 20th, Cattaraugus County June 21st, Genesee County June 17th, Monroe County, June 16th, Livingston County, June 18th, Ontario County, June 17th, Chautauqua County, June 22nd, and the Observer today reported that they closed on June 27th because they were overwhelmed. That's not the earliest.
Yeah, and they had to, Mr. Barmore, I know, said that they had the backlog and there were, I guess, some other issues that were going on. How do you understand that?
The backlog, as I said, you should have been expecting to be overwhelmed when the offices opened, and I would have set it up to use the doctor's office scenario to handle the people coming in. You should have had employees utilizing drop boxes far more than there were. I have heard complaints that people put it in a drop box and didn't hear anything for 2 weeks. I would have had a lot of, while the building was closed, I would have had the majority of my employees working on the drop boxes, getting as much processed as possible contactless.
You also made the claim that if people had the current clerk's phone number, they would be able to get help in getting cars and other vehicles on the road or back on the road. He says he did that during the period where people who needed the service couldn't because they couldn't get onto a computer. Your response to that?
I didn't see it as being well-publicized number, so I don't know how many people he actually serviced. The drop boxes should have been available and there and functioning and employees working the drop box. He said he was doing it by himself. There weren't other employees doing it with him. So how much processing can one person do?
And I don't know how many people he did it for, but he said there was no favoritism shown during that time.
I believe him, but it's a question of who had access to the number to get a hold of him so we could pick them up. I don't know how well that number was circulated.
At this point, I'd like to remind everyone that you're listening to Community Spotlight here on the 6 Media One Radio Group stations. I'm Terry Frank, and the Democratic challenger for Chautauqua County Clerk in this fall's election, David Sally of Fredonia, is my guest this week. I did want to probe a little bit more into the data situation, because I believe most of the records that the clerk is involved with are computerized. It's electronic now. There's like a court situation that is not. Are the computer systems where they should be, in your opinion, because you've been involved in this sort of thing in the past?
Are they better than they have been? Yes. Are they as good as they could be? No. Now, that's an advantage of my being a database manager. When I worked for the Seneca Nation, I literally designed their entire report system, so it was perfectly customized to them. I can do the same thing with the motor vehicle department, and I do intend to make it as efficient as possible. I think we've started on that process, but I don't think we're there yet. There's more work to be done.
In terms of the situation with the database, I know that there are budgetary issues that come to play in that sort of thing. There are staffing issues. Do you feel that the DMV, the clerk's office, do they have the access, number one? Do they have the budget? Do they also have the staffing that they need?
I don't think they have the necessary staffing that they need. I would like to have more people in there. The Dunkirk office, Dunkirk is 50% Hispanic, according to the Dunkirk school boards, but there's no one that speaks Spanish in the Dunkirk motor vehicle department. So the first person I'm going to hire is going to be either a clerk who can speak Spanish or an interpreter who can work between the customer and the clerk. I think the motor vehicle offices in general are understaffed, and this is one of the things that the Democratic Party has been discussing, is budgetary, getting more money to the departments that need it and getting more employees where they're needed.
In terms of hiring someone who is either bilingual or can be an interpreter for the Hispanic population, especially in Dunkirk, civil service obviously becomes an issue.
Yes.
With that
Yes.
particular situation. Is it a recruitment thing, or how would you approach that?
I believe it's a recruitment thing. Larry had responded the last time and said, well, nobody applied. And it's this case of, well, we opened the door and nobody walked in. You have to let people know that the door is open. You have to actively recruit. I would start putting ads in local community Spanish newspapers in Spanish just to get the word out that we're looking for people. So I think it's a recruitment issue, and I think we need to be more aggressively recruiting people.
Would it be someone that would work strictly in the Dunkirk office, or would it be someone in all three, or Jamestown and Dunkirk? How would you approach that?
Ideally, there would be at least one person in each office. I would start with Dunkirk, since that's the heaviest Hispanic population. But again, depending on the budget and who I get, worst case scenario would be a part-time employee who would spend time at each office on a rotating basis. And we put up posters saying interpreters available this time period. But ideally, I'd like to see an interpreter in each office, or a Spanish-speaking clerk in each office.
Very good. You are the Democratic candidate for county clerk. Do you have any other endorsements, any other lines for the November election?
I have also been endorsed by the Working Families Party, and I just got an endorsement from the United Auto Workers.
Very good. Talk to us a moment about your website, your social media presence, where obviously people can find out more about your campaign.
My website is sallyforclerk.com. I am reposting my media releases there. I also have the Facebook page, Sally for Clerk, where I'm reposting what's happening with the government, started with Joe Biden posts and COVID updates and everything locally affecting. So that's more of an up-to-the-minute thing. So Facebook is intended to be a more dynamic and active Facebook page. So that's Sally for Clerk Facebook page and sallyforclerk.com webpage.
We've got about 30 seconds left in the program, sir, and I wanted to give you a moment if you would like to cover anything that we may not have in this 15 minutes.
I think you've been quite thorough in checking me out, so
you do your homework. That's a job. I try to do my best. Mr. Sally, we appreciate you making the trip down.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
And best wishes in the campaign to you. That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.